Hey, Woody, so this Heat story starting to pick up yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo trade. I know we're never going to know because he wants to be a nice guy to Milwaukee. Because the guy never says anything. He refuses to be a jerk except for what people say about him behind the scenes and how, you know, he does his own thing. But outside of that, his image matters to him. And he's been with Milwaukee. He's won a championship. He's put up Hall of Fame numbers and everything else. And I mean, look, if he plays, he's good for 27 to 31 a game just about every night. He's that good. But we don't know how much he's pushing to go this place where he'd like to go to the Knicks. But, hey, Knicks aren't going to destroy that team. Why would you not, especially if they win this thing, either this weekend or early next week? Why would you wrap it up? Why you run it back with the same group, don't you? Especially if you got to give up too much and kill what you have, because you really got great chemistry as a team and guys that play their roles really well. So now they're saying, hey, Boston is starting to pick it up. They kind of downplayed it early, and now people are reporting in Boston, people around the team, are saying outside of Jason Tatum, and I don't know how you feel about this, Woody. When I finish this, I'm dying to know as a NBA junkie. You can have anybody on the team except Jason Tatum, that they're interested. And I'm thinking, so Jaylen Brown, what is he? 29, averaged almost 29 points a game, and he plays both ends. And I don't know what he's like. I don't know anything about him. All I know is when Tatum was out, he carried that team. He carried that team and had a hell of a year. One of the three or four best players in basketball. I don't think that's an exaggeration. I mean, he's right up there, you know, at the top. So the Celtics are now in this. And obviously,
allegedly they're in, right? NBA rumors. Here's the thing with
we don't have a Jaylen Brown though.
No, we don't. But I can't imagine the Celtics are just offering up Jaylen Brown, because if that got back, like if that was a true story, that got back to him, that'd be the end.
Oh no, the team's never gonna say that.
Yeah, he'd want out. Yes. I mean that would be it. He'd be all right. You want to trade me?
No.
Like that's a risky move there, man.
I totally agree. I if it was up to me. Now, I'm not the owner and got to pick up the tab, because between the two of them, they're making a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Brown and Tatum.
I also don't know that Giannis makes you any better than you would be with Jaylen Brown.
Fair.
To be quite honest, I mean, Jaylen Brown's a fantastic player. He seems to fit pretty well in that role. But I will tell you,
they need a guy underneath the basket, man. They are.
Yeah.
They will beat you most nights with threes, and when they're bad on threes, they can lose to just about any. Well, you can say that about everybody, just about in the league. But don't they seem to live and die with threes more than anybody? They seem to be right at the top of the list. So anyway, hey, they still got the Heat in there, and I'm not doing Debbie Downer on you the Heat. But I just feel like Riley's and whoever is throwing out the offer, Andy, going, hey, here's what we're offering you. Is this good enough? Can we do it? It looks pretty good. We'll get back to you. Do you feel like we're that? We'll get back to you, team. Like, all right, that's a good offer. Now, that's nothing wrong. You know, we almost dealt with you before the trade deadline. Now, hold on to that thought.
You know, it's funny. No league does this better than the NBA. This free agent drama stuff, right, that they do every offseason. Like the NFL's good, but this stuff is like, it gets very dramatic with the NBA, doesn't it?
No, I agree.
There's also a lot of these guys that just throw crap out there, right? Throw these rumors out.
Well, I do agree that he's getting traded.
Well, yeah. But you know, early in the news cycle, it goes, well, Giannis wants to play somewhere where there's warm weather. Right?
Then he wants to be on a competitive team.
Yeah. So
he doesn't want to go to another team that's got the Milwaukee problem, not enough talent to win.
Then you see the Celtics are willing to trade Jaylen Brown. You think that is that true? Like, why would they, you know, think they'd leak something like that?
I don't know. But why anybody could score 28 and 9? He obviously, and I get he's not for everybody. Why does he rub? We got a handful of guys in sports that just, for some reason, And Russell Wilson, kind of that same thing.
They're guys that are not part of the main group of guys, right? The main fraternity.
I think Jimmy Butler, who's very good.
Jimmy doesn't seem like he's pals with anyone.
Yeah, Jimmy
outside just, of, you know, he's friends with all the other star athletes.
No, he likes all the groupie. He's a groupie for soccer guys and tennis guys. Everybody knows.
But he doesn't go to All-Star Weekend and bond with everyone, no.
No, he's not worried about.
He doesn't even care. He openly says he doesn't want to be there.
And he's not worried about being in LeBron's group or.
No.
Any Chris Paul's group, and no, he doesn't care about any of that stuff. He truly doesn't.
I just find that strange though when an athlete doesn't want to be in that kind of group, right? Where he's like, I don't care about all.
I don't think Kevin Durant's in anybody's group. Do you?
I think he's just weird. I think they like Kevin Durant. I think he's a weird, weird dude. But
we're talking about, by the way, all these guys are really good players. Yeah. Just very interesting. The whole thing. I don't know how much you but yeah, everybody and maybe one guy writes about it and now all of a sudden they're going, hey, that guy's around the team a lot. Let's because they were saying, ah, Celtics, it's all a joke. Brown and Tatum are playing together. This is all you guys making up stuff, trying to break things up. They're not getting rid of one of the best 1-2 combinations in basketball. They're going to get Jason Tatum back. He was never 100%. I think you saw by the way he played. But I got to tell you, Jason Tatum at 50% or whatever it was. Still strange he didn't play in that last game. That had to be really bad for him not to play in that last game. But anyway, saying all that, we're going to have Ira Winderman on a little bit later on in the show and talk to him about all this stuff.
This has got to get done, by the way, this Giannis thing. Like, it has to get done. They've spent every offseason, seems like the past few years, going after someone this hard. And have struck out.
I think
got to get this done.
I think the Miami Heat feel that pressure and understand how important it is to have Bam and Giannis play together.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you just figure out the rest.
Yes.
Right? Yep.
And now, listen, some of the other guys aren't bad. You're going to keep some of the guys that were good, solid players from a year ago. But having that one guy, you know how much Bam's going to want to have Giannis around going, Giannis? Mm-hmm. I never sniffed 27 to 30 points a game like you've been doing your whole career. So, anyway, yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on this Miami Heat team. And you're talking about a team that's had it figured out until recently, doing a really good job.
May have to overpay here, man. If that's the case, you just got to do it. You got it. You got to do it. You got to get this one done. You can't strike out again.
Yes. Hey, by the way, just anything but Bam. They said, what do you like besides Bam? And take it.
Take it all.
Take it all.
Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, he just posted this like 20 minutes ago. I don't know if you saw it, the Miami Herald. He did 10 news reports about Giannis and then his thoughts on each of those reports. Hmm. So here's a few of them. He writes, ESPN's Brian Windhorst, quote, the team to watch here is Miami. And Giannis, I think, wants to be in Miami. We all saw that from Windhorst.
Right.
Barry Jackson, his quick thought. Someone who has spent time with Antetokounmpo did not remotely dispute that relocating to South Florida is appealing to him, though the source didn't know how he stood on several other cities linked to potential Antetokounmpo offers. Barry Jackson writes, what's interesting is that unlike with Damian Lillard 3 years ago, Giannis and his agent have opted not to leak the teams to which he would sign an extension, a move that would discourage potential suitors that are of no interest to him. And we know Dame got in trouble for doing that, and all the players around the league got warned. More from Windhorst. The Heat badly wants Giannis. The Bucks want a package of established talent, prospects, and draft picks. The Heat can offer that. Whether they can be beat is another story. Barry Jackson writes, quick thought, the Heat's at-all-cost bid for Antetokounmpo, short of offering Bam, is known by the entire Western Hemisphere. Substack's Jake Fisher suggests no deal will be made until after the finals. His story said, at this point, the only two teams that I've really heard that are actively pursuing Giannis with deals and some type of framework that the Bucks are at least entertaining are Miami and Portland. I've had multiple people tell me today that if Milwaukee really was getting to the finish line of a Giannis trade to Miami or anywhere else, that they're calling New York back and saying, Are you sure you don't want to put Karl Anthony Towns in a trade for Giannis?
I just don't understand that from the standpoint of what does Milwaukee get out of landing Karl Anthony Towns? Like,
I mean, if they want a mix of veteran talent.
Right, but New York doesn't have the draft capital. So, yes, you're getting an all-star caliber player. For sure, Kat is that. He's playing phenomenal in these finals and throughout the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying this to diminish Kat, but you're starting a rebuild around Karl Anthony Towns. To me, I can't wrap my head around that. Now, if the Knicks are saying, we'll send you Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby, which they're not. Like, obviously, they're not going to do that. Then okay, right? And you have two really good players that you can start to build around and do some work in free agency. But that's not going to happen. The Knicks don't have draft picks and a lottery selection like the Miami Heat do, plus a young player in Khalil Ware that they could potentially get more picks for. So I don't understand the New York thing that much. I get why Giannis would want to be there, and I get why the Bucks would hear them out. But if you're the Knicks, you're going to mortgage, you know, a title-contending roster to go get another ball-dominant player who takes it out of your best player's hands. Like, I just can't wrap my head around why any of that works.
ESPN's Tim McMahon says, Oklahoma City or Houston could outbid Miami. I don't think either are likely to. And Barry Jackson writes, that's consistent with what we have heard. The Rockets, who were viewed as a potential suitor, had not pursued a deal as of a few days ago, according to a source. ESPN's Tim Bontemps. I don't think the Celtics are trading for Giannis. I don't think that's the kind of move they're going to make. I don't think Jaylen Brown's going out in a deal like that. I just don't see how Minnesota gets a Giannis deal done. I would be stunned if the Thunder ever made that trade. Those are some other opportunities, obviously. Barry Jackson says the Heat has had plenty of bad luck through the years with Chris Bosh's blood clots, Alonzo Mourning's kidney problems, and all that surfacing in the prime of their careers. But the reported lack of interest from Boston and OKC is fortuitous for Miami because either could top a Miami offer.
And that is very true. Very, very true.
Brian Windhorst says also, Portland has sniffed around. I'm not sure that Giannis is extending in Portland. Barry Jackson says there's delicious irony there with Portland refusing to trade Lillard to the team that he preferred and Giannis reportedly giving the Blazers pause because he seemingly wouldn't commit to a new contract there while he very likely would commit with the Heat. Tim Bontemps again from ESPN. The Heat have a fine package. I would say that if Giannis winds up on the Heat, it's either because he put his thumb on the scale and says, I'm only going to play for the Heat, which frankly, to this point, Giannis has shown no sign to do any of that stuff, and I would not anticipate that happening. The other part is if teams are just wary of outbidding Miami, because I think there's other teams that decide if they get in the mix, I think all have enough to outbid the Heat if they choose to actually say, we want to go down the road with Giannis and sign a guy who's going to be on the team until he's 36 or 37 with a gigantic contract on the books and some of the potential long-term downside that would come with it. And Barry Jackson writes on that, but all it takes is one secret team to emerge from the shadows and make an offer. Yep. That's why cautious optimism is warranted for Heat fans, but supreme confidence would seem excessive. That's the only thing that gives me pause on this as well, which is you get down to it. Milwaukee calls these teams at the end. Hey, we are announcing a deal with Miami today, Boston, Houston, OKC, whoever they call. We're announcing a deal today. And so then if you're the general manager or the team president, you get the owner on the phone, you get your personnel people on the phone, head coach on the phone, you go, hey, this is it. Bleep or get off the pot. Giannis, our last opportunity is today. And all it takes is one person to say, you know what? Let's get him. Like, that's all it takes.
Wait, that's what happened with the Bucks and Damian Lillard.
You didn't hear about them at all.
Nobody thought. They're 2 years or they're one offseason removed from an NBA title with Chris Middleton and that entire squad. And all of a sudden, we're waiting for the Woj bomb at the time, or the Shams bomb, that was saying Damian Lillard is joining Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo in the Miami Heat. And in the middle of the show, Hawk, I mean, we were dumbfounded with not just the fact that Dame wasn't coming to Miami, but the fact that he was going to Milwaukee, which none of us thought was even a possibility.
One more from the Athletic, Sam Amick. Bucks GM John Horst is very good at going in bunker mode. I talked to a team today that had wondered from their conversations that maybe he was in a pinch as far as like real strong suitors that Miami was putting itself so far out of in front of the rest of the field that the Bucks weren't giving the type of package, weren't getting the type of package that they were hoping for. And Barry Jackson, his quick thought, one scout said he believes the Antetokounmpo market has been smaller than some might have thought because teams in the 9-10 play-in game will have the same lottery chances as teams with the three worst records for at least the next 3 years. Some teams are thinking twice before shipping away a bunch of future firsts.
Yeah.
A new team would also be expected to give him a four-year, $275 million extension, which also will give some franchises pause for thought. Do you think when it's all said and done, let's say Giannis ends up with the Miami Heat, and you've given up, what, two future firsts and this season's first?
Yeah, two future first-round picks, probably 30 and 32 or 31 and 33, and the lottery selection for this year's 2026 draft, and then the package Barry Jackson says everybody is aware of on the Western Hemisphere likely includes Tyler Hero, it likely includes Khalil Ware, and I think most people expect it would include one more player, whether that be Jaime Jaquez Jr., whether that would be a Pelle Larsen, a Kasprzy Jakaciones, a Nico Jovic, at least one more of the Heat's young, promising players.
Now, do you think any Heat fans would be angry when it's all said and done if the Heat end up with Giannis and have literally gone all in? Because you're going to have to give him the $275 million contract. You're going to give up future first-round draft picks and this season's first-round draft pick, and you're going to give up talent.
Yep.
Whether you're done with Tyler Hero or not, or annoyed by Khalil Ware or not, you're giving up talent. You're giving up starting talent. Do you think it's going to be well-received? Hero's welcome for Giannis. Everyone loves the deal.
Everyone, no, because I think there's a lot of people who are saying, why are we trading all of this for a player who is likely entering the back end of his career, has dealt with a plethora of injuries that have kept him off the court, and hasn't gone on a deep run in the NBA playoffs since he won the title in 2021? And Hawk, like, to those people, I understand it, but you nailed it yesterday perfectly, which is we're the 10th seed this year. And if you're somebody who is, which I think is everybody, unanimously upset with the Heat running it back, then you can't be upset when they swing for the fences, given this franchise's history. Given the franchise's history and them actively telling you, not once, not twice, but every time they get the opportunity, we will not tank. We will, that is out of the question. We will not tank. Then you have to get that out of your mind. They're not going to tank. They're not going to trade everybody for picks and be bad for four or five seasons. This is how they want to get better. And they're going to swing for the fences every opportunity they get. I think some people will be mad, but the majority of fans, I think, will welcome Giannis with open arms, man. It's been a while since you've had that caliber of player.
I would.
A long time.
I told you I would have traded Bam for him during the season.
Yep. And I think most people would have. By the way, Hawk, there were people when Jimmy Butler got dealt to Miami. I think the Heat, what that package was Josh Richardson and a first-round pick, I think is what it ended up being. And I think that's it. Maybe I'm missing like a second-rounder in there. But Jay Rich and a first-round pick, there were people calling that a bad trade. There were Heat fans criticizing that move, saying you gave up too much for Jimmy Butler. And look what it led to, bro. Look what it led to. So – if you think the Heat are giving up a lot for Giannis Antetokounmpo. If this is what ends up being the trade or some derivative of it, fine. But you're getting one of the only players in the last decade who has single-handedly taken his team and gone and won an NBA title. That's the market.
This is the price for elite superstars. Yep. I mean, that's the price. Yep. You don't get bargain basement elite superstars who still do have. I understand what you said, where he's on the decline or at the tail end of his career.
I don't think he is, but
he's still a great player. Like, by the end of the contract, will he be long in the tooth? Sure. He's got great seasons left ahead of him, though.
Maybe, but look at LeBron. I'm not saying Giannis is LeBron. LeBron is one of one. But how many times have people been saying LeBron James is entering the final, you know, years of his career? They've been saying that since he left Miami. Oh, he's got 3 years left in Cleveland. Oh,
we
he
did
won
about
the ring.
Tom Brady for years as Dolphins fan.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Giannis. Maybe he comes here and he pops his Achilles game one, you know, like with Gordon Hayward. Who knows? I don't know. But I want my team taking that chance. Bring the top player here and then figure it out. But, yeah, like we can't be hung up. And I'm the biggest Heat homer. I know I am. But we can't be hung up on a team that was the 10 seed this year, that lost in the play-in tournament. You can't do that anymore. You can't be a team that's satisfied with being in the play-in year after year.
And, by the way, to me, there's folly in, well, listen, I don't want to give up the team for Giannis because in 2029, I might be stuck with an aging Giannis who's not worth the contract. Like, what? How about we worry about 2026, 27?
Right.
And then 2027, 28. Like, you'd hold up the deal because 3 years from now, you don't want to be stuck with an aging superstar? Like, okay. So you get mediocrity again for the next couple of seasons. And then what? Hope to steal a superstar the way that Luka got stolen by the Lakers? Like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does not happen. It genuinely
doesn't
happen.
Somebody emailed Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, the Ask Ira column. When will the Giannis Antetokounmpo question stop? And this is such a great answer by Ira. When the Bucks make their decision, they, not the Heat, not Giannis Antetokounmpo, remain the ones who hold the cards. The Bucks hold all the cards.
Yep.
He is right. The Heat have offered what they can offer. They can't offer anything else.
But that's why,
when the Bucks decide to accept it or don't decide to accept it, then it'll be done.
Yeah.
It's all up to them.
It's hard. But I remember doing this with the Jimmy Butler situation. It is hard for an organization. We've almost become desensitized to these big trades, right? Because where every sports fan wants to see these monster deals happen. You want to see these monster trades happen, and it happens now a lot more than it ever did. So we've almost kind of just become used to these things. But, Hawk, it is massively hard for teams to let go of the face of their organization. It's not just, oh, I'm getting back some solid picks. Like, you have to sell your franchise to your fan base after trading the greatest player in the history of that franchise, or at least in the past half century, who won a title for you, who you've sold t-shirts for, who you've marketed, who you've advertised, who you've told them will be here for the rest of his entire career. Like, it's a big decision. It's huge. So I get it from the Bucks situation. The problem is he doesn't want to be there. So do you want more of the mess and the chaos that you had the last 3 months? I don't think they want that either. That's even tougher to sell to the organization or to the fan base.
See, and somebody puts on the chat, and now a 9-10 place team has a better shot at the first pick. This is going to be bad for the Heat. I don't know if they're saying it's going to be bad because the Heat would have a chance at the top pick, or it's going to be bad because teams have more draft capital to give up. But all I'm telling you is, to me, if you're, hey, I don't want to give away draft picks because you have a better shot at getting the top draft pick, even if you end up in the play-in like the Heat have done, you could end up with Zachary Risache. Like, that's a gamble. There's not very many Victor Wembanyamas coming out in the draft.
Yeah, but what is it then? What, genuinely, Hawk, what is it? Because we've talked about this before. Heat fans and Heat Twitter is saying something needs to change. The Heat are stuck in Playinville. They're stuck in the mud. They're on the hamster wheel. Playing tournament is unacceptable. So, like, what is it? You want to change and you want them to take the hacks?
You want to get Giannis for free. You right, don't want to have to give up everything for Giannis. It's a silly notion.
Okay. Right. And it's just not realistic. Like, what world are we living in? Let's live in reality here. Okay, yes. Could this come back to bite you in 2030 and 2032 if Giannis Antetokounmpo is no longer here? And yes, it can come back to haunt you. But so, like, the Heat traded picks for LeBron James because it was a sign and trade. They traded Michael Beasley, who at the time, like, now it's funny to think back about that. But at the time, you thought still had a very promising career ahead of him. They didn't select in the first round for years during the Big Three. And then they went to two NBA finals within 6 years of LeBron James leaving the Miami Heat. Like, they figured it out. Teams will figure it out. But you can't say, oh, they can't be in the play-in tournament anymore. It's unacceptable. And then they're trying to go get the big star that's going to keep them from being there and then be upset about it too because of picks 7 years from now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can watch us on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch, as Giannis is out there hobnobbing with David Beckham. The Heat, not really bringing any draft guys in. There's some reports overnight. Most people are putting the Heat as, like, the favorite now in most of these reports. I do see some feathers getting ruffled up of, like, they want either Boston or New York. I will say this, though, dude. If they don't get him, and this mother bleeper ends up on another East team, which is probably where he's going to go because it seems like he wants to stay in the East, man, where the Heat need to go from there, like, if this is going to be one of those times, because I don't really know what the answer is, to be fair. If they don't get Giannis, there's not, like, an obvious answer of a next place to pivot. I mean, I would be fine with them going with Ja Morant or circling back to Kevin Durant, you know, but there's not a lot of obvious places to go if they don't. But if they don't, and we're going into this whole thing with where they were in the East this year, Leroy, and then let's say they lose Giannis to Orlando or Boston or New York, I mean, what is the move then there for Pat Riley? Is it to try and find a plan B, or does he just go full youth tilt at that point?
But here's the problem. If you go full youth tilt, you know, that's almost a run it back situation, and nobody's going to be down with that.
Right? Oh, the fans are going to be heinous. They are going to be so mad if they get, because they're already at a point where they're like, you know, cool. If I think most people are like me, like, all right, I'll believe Giannis when I see it. But if you don't get Giannis, like, it's just going to be another one of those guys. So this is going to be 3 summers in a row. Dame, KD, Giannis, 0-3. I mean, I don't know if the front office will ever be in a space where the fan base's faith would be lower in them.
So my thing is that you've already talked about other guys. And we've done this again, like we did with Dame. We put all our eggs in the Giannis situation,
mm-hmm,
because that's what everybody's saying. That's what we hear. That's, you know, just everything is about Giannis. That, for reasons that might not be anybody's doing, if they don't end up with Giannis, I'm going to feel like a disappointment when we don't know what the conversations have been. So what if they end up with Ja? Like, And everybody goes, all right.
I think the Heat fan is looking for any kind of real spark. But I think that, you know, as much as I'm a Ja Morant fan, it's a far cry from getting a two-time MVP.
Right.
You know, like it isn't, you're basically hoping you could revitalize a career, which I do think this is something the Heat should look into, is like, hey, bet on talent, bet on you guys being able to refurbish talent. You've done it in the past. Let's see if you could do it again. But there's also the argument then of, okay, if you don't get somebody as good as Giannis to make you, you know, a contender or in the talk for the conference, well, then you need to figure out how to get back into the talk, because, you know, that's not, and I don't know if that involves, you know, just making little moves. I don't know if that involves having a year, because, you know, they've talked about this whole cap space for next year. Dude, if you don't get Giannis, doesn't sound like you're going to get Donovan Mitchell, because he loves Cleveland. I don't really get that.
Hey,
loves Cleveland.
Don't hate Cleveland unless
there's like one last carrot to dangle out there, which is the Joker. If he doesn't sign an extension, there's really like there's nothing out there for the Heat to be like, hey, this is the steroid version of getting ourselves back to prominence. So then you have to look at a place where it's like, all right, I mean, we know they're not going to tank. Pat Riley said that's the only thing that would get him to retire is to tank. But I don't know where they go in this regard. I think that if Durant was unhappy in Houston, I think that that would be something I would be interested in them doing, because I don't think it probably takes giving up Kalel this time around. So I would be interested in them doing, like, you know, a Bam, KD, Kalel. And then, you know, we'll see what the backcourt would look like, maybe bringing Norm back for a season and run. But, yeah, if they lose out again where everybody's positioning themselves, like this is just all too familiar. If they do, my God, this fan base is going to be so sick of anything that the front office has to say. And I think they're already – because I think they're already at that point. But to lose out and strike out again, my goodness. My goodness.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those. It would be one of those things where you're just like, "Are you effing kidding me?" Getting and you know that's why you gotta remain skeptical with it. You gotta be in one of these places.
As a fan, I don't want to be in a situation of Giannis or bust. Right. But it kind of seems like that's where we're going.
Right.
And it sucks because so many things have to go right. And we always, when we get to these moments with players, I hate the fact that we go, well, this is the Heat. Who doesn't want to come here?
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay.
Right, and you're not in a position where these are free agent decisions. These are trades.
Right.
So
and,
even
and
if you
say who somebody could come and offer something more, and you didn't get the guy because you didn't have enough to offer.
Yeah.
And not that you would have ever had enough to offer.
But in past years, the Heat have tried that. I think, you know, even in the Dame thing, people got a lot of people, you know, they got a lot of the fans be like, oh, this was Joe Cronin's fault. Like, if you go into a situation where you've gone from a finals team to first round exit, not making the playoffs, and then again you miss out on the whale, I don't know if the reputation that they've had, and they've built up a lot of deserved credibility. All right, it's a great organization. They've had a ton of success, but just the trajectory and the morale,
it's going the wrong way.
It's going the wrong way, dude. It's going the wrong way. So,
but or like, so, and Vlad, I've done this, okay? I've had to get myself off of players, regardless if I like them, to allow the Heat to do whatever they can to get whoever they think it is, and in this case, Giannis, right? And in fact, I wasn't upset they didn't get Dame.
I was
more upset that it's funny. All these things start going sideways, and all these trades start going sideways because they traded for everyone and gotten them. And here's the one change. The one change is they went into trade talks saying everybody's available except this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. And that has never been Pat. And once they started doing that, they stopped getting the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, Pat tries to get guys on his terms for sure. I mean, that happened back with the Jimmy thing with Minnesota. Like, he didn't want to give up Adebayo, and then it ended up, you know, being he got him in the Philly thing. That's why to me, the most Pat Riley thing, honestly, I know they're going after Giannis, but if they didn't, the thing that would honestly be most Pat Riley was they'd circle back to Kevin Durant and get him without giving up Khalil Ware, because they didn't want to give up Khalil Ware for him last year.
Okay, that, so yeah, and I understand, and
that makes Leroy very happy if he does have to give up.
No, but I'm saying, like, Vlad, I've had to come off of that. I've had to come off of that. Like, if it means, like, I don't. Pat Riley's never been the guy that a player would hold him back from getting a superstar. Now, there may be other circumstances that wait. Hold on. I'm not trading a 5 or 6 year guy for a 1 or 2 year guy, right? I trade a 5 or 6 year guy for a 3 year guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not a 1 or 2 year guy. And so from that standpoint, we are looking at all these different situations. I'm just looking at this whole Giannis thing and thinking, man, we got so... There's so many teams that have so much more. Right. We traded Glenn Rice for Zoe.
Yeah. I think it's just the question of when you're in talks of this and you're an organization, you're giving up somebody as good as Giannis, what can you sell to your fan base? And I think that the Heat are in a decent spot because I think they got a little bit of everything. But I do think that I don't think that their package is untrumpable. Like, I think right. If somebody comes in there with a better player and that's just the headliner, is like, hey, you get Boncaro, you get Jalen Johnson, you get Şengün, you get one good all-star that you could either build up or flip again. You know,
why don't we kick the tires on those guys?
I mean, you could, but look who they're trading him for. They're trading him for Giannis. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. But I'm saying if it doesn't work out and Giannis goes somewhere else and those other guys are available.
Well, I'll tell you who I don't want is the Sabonis. I saw that the Hornets are kicking tires on Sabonis. And let me just tell you, I'd gladly welcome Sabonis' ass back to the division because I am sick of his ass, all right? All of a sudden, Mr. Everything, Mr. Analytics. Everybody loves Sabonis this and Sabonis that. Well, look at you now, dude. The Kings traded you away for a bag of donuts. Sabonis.
I mean, it's the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, that's fair. Usually things go better for you when you leave there. But right now, this is just a team petty on Sabonis. I don't like his face, and I don't like his hair. Oh, I hate that hair.
You wouldn't say that if his daddy was there.
His dad's very scary.
Yeah, it's not your Vetus or my Vetus. It's our Vetus.
Just to kind of kick back and...
This has been hard, by the way, because we were trained not to like the Knicks.
Oh no, they've been very likable. They've been very likable.
Yeah, they have been. It was a great scene at the Garden.
They actually have a group of like hardworking, play the game.
And those mutant fans up there, they're trying their best, man. I saw someone threw an egg at Wemby. He's walking. Someone made a good point though on Twitter too. Did you see the crowd outside the Spurs hotel? Of Knicks fans?
No.
Who goes to the losing team's hotel to stalk the players after a game?
No, that's Loserville. I they don't do that. Now, we used to have the Buffalo Bill fans. They got us about 8 years in a row, seemed like, where they pull the emergency alarm in the middle of the night. It used to drive us nuts. you have to get up and go downstairs, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's going. So you can hear the coaches too. Shoes used to just let the head of the hotel. Now you can't do it. You can't get in. They got so much security, you couldn't get to an alarm unless it was one of your own players. And so that it only happened in Buffalo, though. Buffalo, you're getting that, and they would every year friggin' set that up. Somebody on a Saturday night staying at the hotel that was a Bills fan would pop that alarm and sprint into their room. And Shoes would get so fired up. My team's out. Everybody's out in their shorts and a T-shirt standing in front at 2 in the morning. Some guys, after a while, wouldn't even come down. Hey, man, the fire alarm, you got to get – hey, they want us out of here. Hell no, man. It's a Bills fan. Just did the alarm. It seemed like it'd go off for like an hour before they turned it off. Anyway, but, yeah, not all that other stuff. Hey, man, Jalen Brunson is a very, very likable player.
Yeah?
Everybody likes Jalen.
They got a lot of guys on.
Everybody likes Jalen Brunson, man. He's likable.
Josh Hart. I love the way that
guy plays,
right?
Everybody likes him except Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that? Remember he said he's ripping Jay. That's the guy he's ripping when Shoes said shut – or Shoes. When Riley said shut up.
Yeah. Right?
It was yeah. Hart. That's who he was getting. He goes, hey, said a word about Hart. Why don't you play? And if you can't play, shut up.
Yeah, he's just a good, hardworking player. Right, not the best player, but
you know what?
The guy plays like 50 minutes a night.
He can get you 3, 5, 6 points, and you're going, man, yeah. I like his game. He played. He defends, and he gets 15 rebounds in a game, and yeah, he does. They got likable. How do you like their center? You a big Towns fan?
Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah,
I think he's terrible, but
no deal. But
I think he's the softest player in the entire league.
He's become a lot more likable for New York fans.
Yeah.
He's
surrounded by tough guys, so it kind of helps, you know, I think helps him a little.
OG's about as likable as there is. You hear him after the game sound like a preseason game. Yeah, had a nice game. You know, I got some things I got to work. He didn't even change his voice. Like, hey, you just made two of the biggest plays in the history of this franchise. And do you hear him? It was unbelievable. It's like, yeah, you know.
I always wondered all these years why the Knicks, and I know Dolan's kind of a, you know, kind of tough over there, but why they couldn't get a better team together. You look at the atmosphere in that building for those two finals games.
Woody, I think they've tried, man.
I can't imagine someone like not wanting to play there.
Woody, honestly, those Patrick Ewing teams were pretty good.
They were, but they had so many years of just down.
But they had some, hey, so Josh Allen's had some really good teams. So a bunch of other guys have had good teams and not been able to. And they came up short.
Yeah.
And then you look back at, Michael Jordan, Mahomes, kept all these guys from getting there. Those are pretty good, damn good teams. Patrick Ewing was on some really good teams. Anyway, yeah, it's that. I never thought I'd say it. Jalen Brunson, one of the most likable. To me, he was like watching Frazier play in the old days. Clyde Frazier was. I know I had to go old school on you.
No, that's fine.
He's just the way he played.
The games, I see him.
He's a very likable guy, man. I think he still might be the greatest player to ever put on a Knicks uniform. He was smooth. But yeah, man, it's a likable team. It's a likable team even around all the other stuff going on, and we got them coming in here, coming down, and I saw a couple of our sales guys had their New York jerseys on. They're old, mostly old school, which is cool. And they were letting me have it a little bit. It was good.
Well, part of the reason I think we hated those Knicks teams is they were filled with goons. Right? Like those teams we were just talking about, like the John Starks and Charles Oakley and all the, like that, those teams were just loaded with goons.
Well, then be mad at Pat Riley. Go tell Riley you didn't like his teams. Because Riley did try to get the same kind of thing down here.
Oh, no, that's not that I didn't like them. It's just that if you weren't part of that,
I knew
pretty well why we didn't like them then.
The Pistons had the same group. Yeah. And then
Charlie Ward.
Hey, the Celtics got a little chippy too. They used to try to beat up, and when you got away with everything, what they did to Laker teams. Lakers tried to, you know, athletic and finesse and. They're coming down and clobbering guys.
And speaking of clobbering guys, you know, I don't think Wemby's done himself any favors this postseason.
You got a problem with that. He's fine.
I don't know, man. I see a lot of people talking bad about him. That
whatever
he's become
they're saying.
Not a very likable player. He does, by the way. He comes off very cocky out there.
You know what? It's you personally. You. It's you and Knick fans. That's it.
Me and Knicks fans.
You're on the same what?
He's been taking cheap shots.
Okay, so what?
He's about to get suspended.
He got guys getting physical with him, and he's going to have to learn to deal with it better. Yes.
Yeah, that means you just keep elbowing people in the face.
Probably should have a couple more technicals.
Yeah. Well, you probably should be suspended for this game. He got lucky.
That's the best you can do. You're going to talk about all those teams who are knocking guys down into the fourth row, and now you're going to throw in Wimby to make some kind of dumbass point.
This you know, that has nothing to do with the eras of the past. Like,
you're
playing in this era, and you can't hit guys in the face.
You act like he's throwing punches. He's throwing elbows. A lot of guys.
You'll see that in the UFC octagon.
Hey, man, a lot of guys throwing elbows. Maybe you're new to the game.
Yeah, UFC
the NBA.
Fighters.
No, maybe you're new to the NBA.
Maybe a lot of guys are doing that.
I didn't realize you just started watching the NBA 3 years ago.
Okay.
Grab a history book, Jerky.
Yeah, a lot
Grab
of guys
a little
are
history
doing
book
that.
There. Sure. You check some things out. Hey, we got to go to break before you get going on Wembanyama. You're going to jump on that. It's a big, the big, dirtiest player in the NBA right now. Okay, great.
Well, he's got one more cheap shot left, I think, before he gets suspended, right?
It might not matter. Might not matter.
Did he take his shot if they're losing?
No, I don't think he's
punch someone in the face.
I don't think he's going around trying to be a tough guy. Does he look like he's trying to be a tough guy?
No, he takes cheap shots.
All right,
that's not a tough guy move.
All right, you
no
done.
Honor in Softy, the cheap
are
shots.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to know and let me know. We'll get back to 3-point. Don't touch me, game.
So there's a big discussion that's kind of divided Heat fans right now. And we kind of touched on it a little bit with Ira Winderman yesterday when Ira was discussing on our show that there will be players who line up if Giannis does ultimately get traded to the Miami Heat. That's still a question mark. But if he does, there's a lot of concern about what the depth would look like once you trade away the hole that you're going to have to trade to get Giannis onto the Kumpo. And I just wonder, because Ira was saying people want to play in Miami. It's still a premier destination. And I just wonder if you guys feel like that will be an issue, if you're concerned about lack of depth with Giannis if you were to come down here and pair up with Bam Adebayo.
I've said it. It's Bam and it's the front court is the best in the league. 4-5, Bam Giannis, best in the league. Who's the guards? But Ira brought up yesterday, Shane Battier coming down, Ray Allen coming down because they want to come play with the big three. I'm not saying I don't know. I know that Giannis and Bam aren't Wade, Bosh, and LeBron, but there will be players, there will be guards that want to come down and play with those two bigs. So I Riley has to do his thing, but I think guys will take pay cuts and try to figure it out to come down here and play with those two.
I just don't care because I know they have a lack of depth right now. So you can't tell me that adding Giannis to a team that lacks depth somehow creates a depth concern.
We don't have depth already.
Exactly. So
let's stay in the shallow end with Giannis.
I'd rather have a lack of depth with Giannis on my team than a lack of depth without Giannis on my team.
Yeah. And Davion Mitchell will be better with Giannis on the court.
Tyler Larson, right? Like he makes everyone better. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Hawk, to your point, Wes Goldberg of Locked On Heat, he had a whole rant yesterday that was kind of getting shared where he's saying, why is everybody so afraid of losing the team that you have right now when you didn't make the playoffs? Like,
right?
Like, yes, we like the I fall into that category. I love Pella. I love Kasper Siakouchonis. I love Jaime. I like Kalel Ware. But the reality is you were the 10 seed and you lost in the play-in tournament.
Right.
Like what are we so concerned about?
For me, it's a no-brainer. But again, if the question is, would I love to have someone to add to Giannis and Bam who are their equal? And well, yeah, of course. But you can't just put together big threes all the time. And the way that parity and the salary cap works in the NBA, you have to let go of some assets in order to bring in other assets. It's why baseball is so terrible. Because in baseball, you can just go out and get Giannis. And you can keep Tyler Hero and Bam, and then you can go get Ja Morant, Zion Williamson. You can go get LeBron if you want. Like, it doesn't matter. It's one of the things that I like about the salary cap and basketball is that, yeah, okay, you can go have Giannis. That's a great addition to your team, but you're probably going to lose some of your depth. But again, I just go back to it. Okay, well, they don't have much depth anyway. Yeah. So
I was about to say, and I'm glad you admitted it, Solana. Because you're the guy that's saying Jovic is going to be something and Jokic, and oh, I love Pella's game. They are a 10 seed with all those players on the court. Go get a dog and we'll figure it out on the backside.
Yeah, also, he changed his tune on Jovic.
I mean, he played 4 games this year. Come on. Stay healthy, Nico. Doesn't mean those guys can't be good, by the way, but...
Oh, goodness gracious. How are you going to go back to this?
No, I'm just saying, like, those guys can still be solid NBA players, but, yeah, give me the superstar every time. I've been consistent with that.
Yeah.
Except for when you asked me 3 months ago.
Oh, man. Those post games, goodness gracious.
LeBron James was named the cover star for the Time Magazine 100 Most Influential People in Sports for the year of our Lord 2026.
He edged out Booz Ellis?
Hmm.
And Mervis?
Sports or influence? It's by far more influential, but there's a lot of players that are better than him in 2026.
No, this is influential. Influential.
Oh, yeah.
No. What did you think influential meant?
But like influencing their sport or influencing the world?
Yeah, influencing the world. Influential sports figures.
Yeah, because Shohei Ohtani is way better at baseball than he is at basketball.
Yeah, but nobody calls someone being talented at a sport influential.
I might have LeBron.